5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So do you think that the people who were in the show, as is implied from some of the news broadcasts I've seen during the day, were conned?
Look, there's been allegations which SBS strongly rejects, but the representations that I've received is that some elements of that program wasn't manufactured or created a particular scene. The vast majority.
So the producers basically said, listen, we'd like you to do this, we'd like you to do that. Then they got the footage that they wanted. I notice we still say footage even though it's an Imperial. But they got the video that they wanted and then edited it to get a particular result.
Look, to a large extent, they spent 6 to 8 hours a day with these people over a 6 to 8 month period. So
right.
There's thousands of hours that they went through and selected what they wanted to do.
Right.
I think more importantly, I suppose from my perspective, it looks like SBS has taken a lot on board, given that rather than being three episodes, now they're saying at the end of the episode, next week it concludes.
So they're dropping an episode?
Well, I don't know if it's a double episode next week or an hour and a half or less. I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
The problems that we said from the very beginning was, and the beginning of the program, there's a lot of generalisation saying the bosses see the stigma of the suburb and don't see the person. No one's hiring, shortage of role models, nothing much to do. There was all these accusations at the beginning of the show. What we saw now at the end of the show was actually some positive comments and, you know, leaving people on a high, I suppose. There was a homeless person returning back home, William, the Aboriginal person living out in the woods there, his son phoned. So there are different elements. The problem that I face with the whole lot is there's a bit of storytelling without actually a proper analysis. If you look around, they for whatever reason, about four or five or six times, they showed these shoes tied on power lines. And I know that people, there's some type of rumour what it actually means. I'm not too sure what it all means, but I'm not too sure why they have to keep focusing on that.
They're just focusing on these big power lines.
With shoes tied.
Oh, with shoes, yeah, I know. That's been a sort of on and off craze for years. I don't know what the shoes are supposed to mean.
Well, why do you need to show it four times?
I don't know. You can see that in other parts of Sydney besides Mount Druitt.
And there was a few houses that they liked showing that were burnt down. Now, that's an issue that the council has raised with Department of Housing, where people have moved out. They leave houses untenanted for a long time. And regardless where you live in Sydney, if you leave a house untenanted, from time to time there'd be vandalism, etc. So they were showing quite often whatever negative trait of the town, they showed that. Mind you, they also showed the positive, where the council put on a community festival, which I've always been proud of the community festivals that we do. So it showed some positive elements, but each time it's like you build up the people and then knock them down by showing graffiti, shopping trolleys left around the place, talks about ice epidemic is evidenced in every neighbourhood park, was the classic line. And if you look at most of the neighbourhood parks where they were driving past, I'm happy to note that they're all mowed quite nicely now. I know from time to time the grass, before some people ring up and say, you know, bloody grass hasn't been cut here. From time to time, yes, we fall behind, especially when it's raining, etc. But
well, I've got some people waiting to talk about the program. So far, I've had three calls from people who watched. One was adamant that it was manufactured, was one of the words that he used, and done for sensationalism. The other two thought it was kind of interesting and that they learned something.
Well, look, if as what I've been arguing about since day one is if it was done properly and with some analysis and highlighting the Department of Housing, how much it's investing in its housing stock and whether it's renewing. Eagles Wraps, which is a youth suicide prevention unit as well as does education, they lost all their government funding. Obviously, for it didn't fit in there for Bailey, the 16-year-old girl that they featured there, as they called her. It didn't fit in for her needs, but over 120 children a year ago through that school. So these are the kids that have dropped out of the education system. So
right.
They can't fit into the high schools, private or public. They've fallen out completely. It costs $200,000 to maintain this institution because they pay TAFE fees, et cetera, OTEN learning, and they learn together. Now, 200,000 times that by five for 5 years, that's 600 kids we could have helped who otherwise would be homeless, otherwise would be unemployed, etc.
Yeah.
And, you know, they spent over $1 million into the documentary. I would have rather put $1 million into Eagles Wraps because I don't think we learnt that much from this documentary.
All righty. I appreciate your comments and thank you for coming on the program, Stephen.
Thanks, Mike.
Stephen Barley is the mayor of Blacktown.